Well, since you asked, there's two main types of lingual aphasia. There is Broca's aphasia and Wernicke's aphasia, named for the parts of the speech center that are affected. So Broca's aphasia is more commonly what we think of as aphasia. It results in like broken sounding speech. You lose all of your syntactical words, all of your grammar words. So you might say like knee hurt, doctor, medicine, much slower and harder to get out than that, but you lose all of the words in between. So you're not going to say my knee hurts, so I went to the doctor to get medicine. You lose all of the linking words in your sentences. And Wernicke's aphasia is what we also call fluent aphasia, where you don't struggle at all to speak. Because in Broca's aphasia, you struggle, it takes a long time to get things out, and you're missing a lot of words. Wernicke's aphasia, you don't struggle at all, but you also don't make any sense. So maybe I want to say that my knee hurts and I went to the doctor to get medicine, but in fact, I'm going to say, yesterday, Tallulah went to the river and bought socks. And I think that I made sense. And you have no idea what I was going for. Broca's aphasia is a lot easier to decipher because you still are keeping your lexical words, your words that carry all of the meaning. So you've still got the content that you're going for, so you can decipher what people were trying to say. With Wernicke's aphasia, generally there is no way to figure out what they were trying to say, so you're just like, okay, yeah, thanks, okay,